Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Europe watching Ukraine crisis. Opinions of two major countries and leaders in Europe. Financial Times in these last hours. Macron says sending Western troops to Ukraine cannot be ruled out. Subhead, Financial Times. French president also drops opposition to artillery purchases for Kyiv from outside the EU. And then moving to the London Telegraph, same city, looking at the EU, where NATO, where UK no longer belongs. We have a headline, Ukraine-Russia war live. Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, rules out NATO troops to Ukraine. The quote from the Chancellor. Once again, in a very good debate, it was discussed, the meeting on Monday of major ministers, it was discussed that what was agreed from the outset among ourselves and with each other also applies to the future. Namely, that there will be no ground troops, no soldiers on Ukrainian soil sent there by European countries or NATO states. I welcome Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Strategic Europe, whose columns are very carefully arranged these last days for us to read the wide opinions in Europe now from all parts of the EU about the future and Ukraine. Many of the remarks turn on two things, the threat of Russia and the threat of Donald Trump. However, right now we're dealing with another direction, which is the threat of troops, undetermined troops, into Ukraine to support what appears to be a troubled Kyiv. Judy, a very good evening to you. I've built this up as elaborately as possible because there's no determination here. There's opinions out of London. There might be misreporting, but in any event, right now, what it looks like is Macron says maybe and Scholz says no. Can you sort this out for us? Good day to you, Judy.
Yes, good day, John. Thank you for having me on your show as ever. Okay, this is a very interesting shift in the French foreign policy. Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, at very, very short notice, assembled so many heads of state and presidents to the Elysee Palace in Paris on Monday, the 26th of February. And it was very, very important because there's a sense of panic, of fear, what happens in the United States. There's a sense that Europe must actually plug those gaps in spending, financial help, political support, and military assistance for Ukraine. But the most important thing was Macron sort of putting out this feeling, well, maybe troops might be considered to go to Ukraine. And he didn't rule it out. He didn't support it. It was quite ambiguous. But Macron is one of those people who floats an idea, puts it out there, lets it settle, and lets it seep in. And there hasn't been a very much a positive response at the moment, given the state of European defences. And the other aspect is Chancellor Olaf Scholz's response. He's become Mr. Nine, Mr. No, 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 no to the Taurus missiles. By the way, he has changed to a little bit of yes over the past 2 years, supplying more and more weapons to Ukraine, but also providing immense political and financial support and economic support to Ukraine. But Scholz just won't go the whole hog in sending the missiles, which have a 500-kilometer range. His belief is that, one, that they will need German soldiers on the ground in Ukraine to maintain them and train them and look after them. And two, it would be essentially weapons directed at Russia, forgetting the fact that drones used by Ukraine already do this. and forgetting the fact that, frankly, Taurus missiles are not rocket science. Excuse the pun. Actually, you could get non-German experts or technicians or soldiers or Ukrainians who are trained already in Germany to go and deploy them from Ukraine. But this is something Scholz doesn't want to do. And one wonders if Scholz has gone the whole hog in supporting Ukraine. This is a big debate here at the moment.
And the significance of Germany and France having this debate, this suggests we're back to sometime the 19th to 20th century. These are two very important capitals. They're going in, I think, going in different directions. Is that critical to the rest of the EU?
Completely. If they don't go in the same direction, there's no direction for the European Union. If they go in different directions, it leads to divisions, it leads to paralysis, it leads to lots of confusion and uncertainty inside the European Union. As it is, the relationship between Paris and Berlin is just so bad over climate policies, over green policies, over carbon emissions policies, over the future of integration, over how to deal with Ukraine, and what is very important, the EU, there are member states, of course, that don't want this, but it has been suggested, since there's a big shortfall in the EU supplying the much vaunted pledge to supply Ukraine with ammunition and shells, it was suggested that they should buy from outside. Macron said, no. This is for we have to look after our own industry. Actually, he changed his mind yesterday and said, yes, we will buy outside. And Germany is so hesitant, just not taking the lead, frankly. And can one imagine if Macron and Olaf Scholz really cooperated and really took the lead, how Europe might be actually much more different and much more assertive?
A detail about Olaf Scholz. Last week we discussed about his poor poll numbers, especially with matched up against this rising right of center party Alternative for Deutschland. Does that influence his decision-making when it comes to Ukraine or dealing with France, polling badly?
I'm not so sure. The very interesting thing about the German political constellation at the moment is that the big opposition party, the Christian Democrats, which had been led by the former Chancellor Angela Merkel, they're doing really, really well. And they want to support Ukraine much more militarily. They want economic reforms at home. They're much more sort of, it's always easy in opposition, of course, but they're much more combative when dealing with Scholz. And actually, Friedrich Merz, the head of the Christian Democrats, and who wants to be chancellor in a year or two, he actually shines compared to Scholz now. So the AfD is polling at 20%, which is very, very high. The CDU is over 30%. The SPD is just way, way down. But what we have is, I don't think it's a permanent realignment. I think this popularity of the AfD represents the complete unpopularity and indecisive leadership of Olaf Scholz.
And the Greens, where are they in this mix? They have been identified with support of Ukraine. Is that changing?
No, it's not changing, but they don't have the political influence and clout that they need, because these decisions over Ukraine are made actually in the Chancellery, not in the German Parliament. And I think there's a bit of frustration by the Green Party and the foreign minister, who's a Green, Annalena Baerbock. There's a kind of feeling of frustration and paralysis that they just can't make the impact that they want to do. And actually, the big problem is that the three parties, the Social Democrats, biggest party in the coalition, the Greens, the second biggest party in the coalition, and the Liberal Free Democrats, the third and smallest, they're all trying to keep the coalition together, which means they go for the lowest common denominator, and which means that they don't want to call early elections. So they want to stay in power to the detriment of Germany's leadership in the EU.
There's a decision to be made in NATO about the leadership going forward. And when we come back, Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, she keeps Strategic Europe, a website and an email I recommend to everyone to sign up for it. We're going to debate where the next Jens Stoltenberg comes from. I mentioned that the Director General, the General Secretary of NATO, is quoted today saying no plans for NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bassett.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.